He was joined by Tom Perry, who was sadly abused while at school. He runs a campaign group calling for mandatory reporting of abuse. And Tom joins us now. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Why do you think mandatory reporting is a good idea?
Well, what one has to understand, because there's a lot of rhetoric around this subject, what you have to understand is that if anybody reports at the moment, they're not protected by legislation. They are therefore by default a whistleblower. And of course, as we know, whistleblowers tend to have a very short lifespan. Now, very simply, we don't believe anybody should have to be a whistleblower. Now, that is quite the wrong way to start effective child protection. What people should do is follow law and be protected by following law. Because there are far too many reasons, far too much chaff gets in the way of people reporting abuse. It may be that the person who they see abusing or they suspect who is abusing is more senior than them. They fear being isolated from colleagues. They fear reprisal. And this is all part of the problem. I mean, how many times do we have to see people not doing the right thing? We know of many schools. We know of many faith settings. We know now of many hospitals. I mean, where nurses at, it's been reported many times this, that nurses at Stoke Mandeville Hospital were telling children to pretend to be asleep if he comes around. Well, you know, duty and people doing the right thing isn't working. And there are more reasons not to report than to report. So
I suppose
what
there
we're seeking is clarity.
I suppose the worry is that this could actually lead, if it was mandatory to report, report abuse, there is the worry that it could be one of those no smoke without fire situations where actually malicious accusations gather speed and people who are slightly different to the rest of us, who perhaps stand out in a crowd, are going to be the victims.
Well, you see, again, this is mistaken thinking, and let me correct it, because DfE research in 2010 showed that the number of referrals, as they are described, that were sent to the local authority designated officer, this structure currently exists, and to a certain extent it's effective, but it needs law. The research discovered that only 2% of reports that were made to the LADO had no foundation, zero foundation.
Which is with respect to a point we've had made relatively recently with regard to allegations of rape, that actually the percentage that are malicious are completely wrong. But the other side of this, though, is that let me just ask you a question, sorry. In this case, there were reports, there were accusations, and the fault seems to lie with either the authorities at these various hospitals or institutions or the police. So the evidence was there. In fact, there was allegation after allegation, and yet it wasn't followed up. So surely that's where we should be looking.
Well, actually, no, because it's very simple. We have to look at the first point where the reports are failing. We can get the police sorted out in due course. The police I know personally, because I've been involved in a 12-year trial relating to child abuse at Caldecott School, as you know, I can tell you that in my experience, the police situation now has really dramatically changed. What has not dramatically changed, because you know, it still has yet to be addressed, is getting the concern to the local authority, not the police, to the local authority. This structure exists. And at the local authority, bearing in mind that most people are not walking through the door saying, look, I know it was Mr. Davis, you know, in the bike shed with the candelabra. They're not doing that because they can't say that. Most of the time, these are behavioural concerns. It may be about touching. It may be about all sorts of things. There's a plethora of things it could be about. And what we need is for those to be got to the local authority designated officer for assessment. So it is not with the police. They're not the people to do this. And this structure currently exists. The only problem is, of course, is that the report that is made to the local authority designated officer is entirely discretionary. And that's where it goes wrong. This law supports staff. I can tell you, I've spoken to many staff who are faced with the most challenging task of reporting, and they have not done so. And I have to tell you, you watch them emotionally crumble when they admit it.
Tom Perry, thank you very much. That's Tom Perry, who was abused while at school and runs a campaign group calling for mandatory reporting of abuse.
The group's called Mandate Now. It's BBC London 94.9.